Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We got a couple minutes here, so let's go around the internet. Things that have caught our attention.
I have some really good news for any man I have ever dumped before, because sometimes dating a hot person is not always the best thing for you. So this guy named Max Mantic. Cough? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. On Instagram posted that there are actually some downsides to dating a person who is quote unquote conventionally hot.
If you're going to date someone who's hot, make sure they used to be ugly, short, or fat. You can't get a lifetime hot person. It'll never work. They're mean. You don't know how the other side looks. People who glowed up, they have personality.
So for me, I look at myself pre-nose job and I go, ah, yes, those were my personality years. So now I can go into my hot girl era fully developed with a full rounded personality that understands what it's like to be on both sides.
I would say this, that as a person that has been average looking his whole life, maybe that's too much credit. We try harder.
Are you mad that none of us like jump to your defense? We're like, yeah, you're average.
No. I would say they just try. It's a different game. You just try harder. You don't have to rely. You can't rely on your looks. So it's got to be something else.
You've been doing really good. You've been batting tens all your life, from what I can see. Ever since I came into the picture, I'm like, all the people you've dated have been fire.
Radio.
So I told somebody that we had this conversation yesterday, and it blew this person's mind that dudes in radio, no matter how heinous you look, pull and get so much action, and the dude just couldn't understand it. And I'm like, This does not translate for women. This is very much a one-sided, like, I have, you know, colleagues in this industry, and I am not going to sit here and be dismissive of their looks. They are not completely unfortunate looking, but the caliber of woman they pull is strictly because of the radio clout.
That I don't agree with, and I have shown you the pictures that I have always outkicked my coverage, even with Debbie Pierce. That eighth grade picture.
Oh, pre-radio.
Pre-radio. You know what? If my dad taught me one thing, it was how to talk to women. That was it. So I've always done well, but radio is a different, now it's a different level.
Dude, I know somebody, and like, it was constant, and it wasn't even like the caliber of woman. He was getting it all the time. It was just like, and all he had to say was, "Yeah, I'm a radio DJ,"
and women are like, "Oh, ooh."
Yeah. Nowadays, you have to say, "Oh, I'm on YouTube," or
"No, yeah, be like, I have a podcast."
Yeah, I'm on TikTok.
All right, so this one that I found, this blew my mind for multiple reasons. One, that this man would admit this. Two, that this man is even in this position. And three, that this couple, this husband and wife, would go on CBS Saturday and admit this. But the husband has fallen for AI and is having a hard time deciding if he would choose his wife or if he would choose AI.
You would stop if she asked?
I don't know.
You thought about asking him to stop?
Yes, I'll be honest.
I don't know if I would give it up if she asked me. I do know that I would dial it back.
But I mean, that's a big thing to say. You're saying that you might choose soul over your flesh and blood life.
It's more or less like I would be choosing myself, because it's been unbelievably elevating. I've become more skilled at everything that I do, and I don't know if I would be willing to give that up.
Thoughts?
If I asked him to give that up and he didn't, that would be like deal breaker.
But that must be scary for you. That's the father of your daughter.
It's not ideal.
That relationship's over. And we saw it in real time.
You could have teed that up and said they were talking about corn, P-O-R-N, and I would have absolutely believed you. Like, how is this addiction becoming like the Gen Z equivalent?
AI. And he literally said, AI has made me the best. Your wife did not make you the best version of yourself, but AI has made you the best version of yourself, which is why you don't want to give it up and you'll be choosing yourself.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.